This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bretzky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert. And also by Ashley Furniture Home Store of Bad Axe. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Sanilac County Community Mental Health Program has donated $1,066 to Aspire Rural Health System's PCUPS program, which stands for Prostate Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. The contribution will directly support prostate cancer awareness, prevention, and accessible screening services for residents across Michigan's Thumb region. The PCUPS program provides financial assistance for prostate cancer education and prevention efforts, as well as free PSA screenings and grant support for eligible community members. The American Cancer Society estimates that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime, and early detection for education remains critical in improving their outcomes. And another local and regional news. An update on a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Almont Community School District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Bureau did a presentation on the Watch DOGS program. DOGS is an abbreviation standing for Dads of Great Students. This program is being used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and much more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and any sort of father figure who volunteers at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help patrol school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist in the classroom to act as a positive role model and an extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase fatherly involvement in schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. During the meeting, Superintendent Kimberly Von Hiltmeyer reported a significant achievement for the district as well. U.S. News and World Reports recognized Almont Middle School and Orchard Primary as top schools, and that the high school listings have not been released yet. It was also noted that the district will be getting a new resource officer starting in January, and the board will conduct a work session at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 9th, with a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, December the 15th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Black Friday deals are here at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store during the Black Friday sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. There's hot buys on recliners, sofas, sectionals, power recliners, and more. Hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe because these deals won't last forever. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 30% off store-wide. Hot buy recliners are starting at just $249 and up. Sectionals for $999. Matching sofa and love seat sets are starting from $750. And while you're in the store, check out our Black Friday one-and-done markdown. Choose from over 50 pieces for $149 or less. Plus, add the finishing details with up to 50% off accessories and clearance accessory blowout. Want to buy now and pay later? Ashley and Bad Axe has you covered. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. And if you want to give the gift of style and comfort, Ashley and Bad Axe has Christmas gift certificates available too. Hurry in, because now's the time to save big during the Black Friday sale at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The FBI has arrested a man accused of placing two pipe bombs outside the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Parties in Washington on the eve of the U.S. Capitol attack. It's an abrupt breakthrough in an investigation that for years has flummoxed law enforcement and spawned conspiracy theories about January the 6th of 2021. The suspect has been identified as 30-year-old Brian J. Cole Jr. of Woodbridge, Virginia. Key questions remain unanswered after his arrest on explosive charges, including any possible motive and what connection, if any, the act had to the assault on the Capitol the following day by supporters of President Donald Trump. And in other national and international news, at least four countries have announced that they are pulling out of next year's Eurovision Song Contest. This decision follows the organizers' choice to allow Israel to compete, despite concerns over its conduct in the Israel-Hamas war. The Dutch, Spanish, Irish, and Slovenian broadcasters announced plans to sit out the contest in Vienna next May. It comes after the European Broadcasting Union, which runs Eurovision, voted to adopt tougher voting rules after allegations of Israel manipulating votes. The contest has faced challenges due to the war in Gaza, with some countries threatening to boycott altogether if Israel participates. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your obituaries right after this.
Oh, no!
Bresky Site and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Friday, December the 5th of 2025. Lorna Diane Bauer, age 79 of Bayport, passed away on December the 2nd of 2025. Funeral services for Lorna Diane Bauer will be held on Wednesday, December the 10th at 11 a.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. The family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, December the 9th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then again on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Her burial will be at the Caseville Township Cemetery, and the family would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the staff at Courtney Manor, A&D Hospice, and Shure Hospital. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Hayes United Methodist Church, to Shure Hospital, or to the donor's choice. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area news and Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bretzky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert, and also by Ashley Furniture Home Store of Bad Axe.